The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's Cody Riley dribbling, lobbing, another two-hand stuff for Jalen Hill. Poked away from behind by Hands to Ali to Hands, breaking away for the Tomahawk Jam.
Champions made here. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Well, it is time for the UCLA men's basketball team to bounce back and regroup and turn things around this week. Welcome to the Bruin Insider Show with NBA legend, former Bruin Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I am Brian Fenley. Last week, some painful memories after last Saturday's loss, where UCLA fell buzzer-beater style to Utah, and stings even more that the Bruins blew a 22-point second-half lead, but there's nothing you can do about the past. We will analyze the game, critique it, along with the defeat to Colorado last Wednesday. But as freshman David Singleton said yesterday, it's not about the last game, it's the next game. It's how you get better. And so the ultimate goal on the show this week is to provide you with some answers for how UCLA can get out of this rut and finish the season strong. And they'll be on the road this week with games at Cal and Stanford.
You know, basketball is a contagious sport, and you saw that firsthand on Saturday. They had their best half of basketball by far. You know, people were saying this was one of them. No, that was easily the best 20 minutes that Bruin team has played. But then when Utah kept hanging around, they kind of muddied the game up a little bit. You could feel the energy shift, and then suddenly the ball stopped moving so well. Guys were pressing to make plays instead of working together, and then the free throw problems reared their ugly head. They got tight. And as we've talked about, both with Tracy and then as Murray Bartow said yesterday, this team does not have that alpha, that guy that can rally everyone together and say, let's go. You need that guy when the going gets tough.
No question about it. With Tracy's help, we will dive more into that. And aside from hoops, we'll strike up a conversation with Bruins pitcher Zach Pettway. He will preview the team's season. They are number three in the nation, according to one poll, coming into this year. And he will also explain why he was predestined to be a Bruin. And men's volleyball coach John Sproul will join us as his number four Bruins will take on the top-ranked Long Beach State on Saturday. So much to get to on the show. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The new UCLA Myron Rini Luskin Conference Center is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay at one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Plateau, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, located in the heart of campus. For more information, please visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Chevy Silverado, the best-selling pickup in Southern California, according to IHS Automotive. When you want strength, capability, and protection, you want something strong. That's Chevy Silverado, made of high-strength steel for high-strength dependability. Want a mid-size pickup with a heavyweight attitude? Then you want the Chevy Colorado, a well-rounded combination of power and efficiency that proves its worth every day. Get great deals on amazing trucks right now at your Southern California Chevy dealers.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Team Talk is brought to you by The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,200 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. Bringing on Nick Cope, Tracy Murray will be with us in just a moment. UCLA, Utah. Saturday, it pains me to bring this up, but guys, we have to. It was a game that brought on a full spectrum of emotions. There was the glee of what we saw in the first half. Bruins shooting 70% in the first half, up 22 points at one point in the second half. Then the gloom. UCLA falling via a buzzer beater. Parker Van Dyke, the game winner, as the horn sounds. And the Utes scored 61 points in the second half, the most UCLA has allowed in a half since 1998. And Utah dropped 25 in the last 3 minutes. Utah head coach Larry Krystkowiak said afterwards, when digesting the game, he said, quote, "His heart is fine, but his mind is really blown right now." Tracy Murray was on the floor calling the action and perhaps had a similar sentiment to what Larry Krystkowiak is talking about. Tracy, bringing you in now and welcome to the show. What did you see that went wrong for UCLA in that second half?
A difference of attitude and focus coming out the locker room. You go into the locker room up 17. You don't break your hands patting yourself on the back. You got to understand that there's still a lot of game left. There's still 20 minutes left to go in the game that anything can happen, especially with the three-point line out there. And they have guys that can shoot the ball that can get hot behind the line. What I observed at halftime, I knew we were going to be in trouble the second half. The guys came out. They were laughing and joking. There was a dunk contest going on out there between Wilkes and Hands. And it's like they are the leaders. You know, they are the leaders on the team, whether they want to or like it or not, because number one, Hands is the point guard. Number two, Wilkes is the leading scorer of the team. So whether you have juniors on the team or not right now, they're going to follow what those two guys are doing because they're the guys on the team. So when you're out there doing that, and the rest of the team is going to, you know, not be focused coming out. And the first 5 minutes is crucial to the second half. That's when you put people away, and then that's when they tap out, and that's when they're gone. You don't give them any type of feeling that they can even think about coming back. But when, you know, the other team is out there warming up, I know when I was a player, I used to watch the other side of the court and see, you know, what weakness can I pick out. And if you're Utah and you're looking at what they're doing down there, it should have struck a nerve. It should have lit a fire up underneath you. And I'm sure it did. And they responded.
There was a stretch there, you know, as Utah is hanging around, clawing back under 10 minutes to go, and UCLA starts to play with a little bit more urgency. Part of that coming from Utah, they use the press. We see Chris Wilkes twice try a Hail Mary pass across half court that failed, and then a mix of the intentional fouling and then trapping, and that rhythm that UCLA had offensively just went away. How much credit do you give Utah for what they were able to do late in that game?
You have to give Utah credit. They came back and won. There's no way you can't give them credit. They didn't give up. They had heart enough to come back, pull together, and win. So they get all the credit for that. Give Larry Krystkowiak all the credit for having his guys ready to come out in the second half. But I heard what you were saying about the statement about David Singleton, what he said. And, you know, all of that is fine and dandy and it's true. But if you don't learn from the games in the past, the future is going to be the same. So, yeah, you don't want to look back. But if you're not looking back, you better sure have learned something from those games to move forward, because what we're seeing now moving forward is that guys are not learning from games in the past or where they've gotten stuck. So I agree with the statement, but that's only with people that are focused and that has learned and that can move forward.
We are joined with Tracy Murray, part of the broadcast crew for UCLA men's basketball. So Murray Bartow, Tracy, was very consistent and talked about he wants to stick with the zone defense. He said with the guys they have on the team, he feels that they have the best chance to win with zone principles. And he was asked that over and over again when teams were finding openings in the corner and they were able to knock down open threes and defenders were caught in the wrong spots. But then against Utah, you see some man-to-man going on there, and after for so long, he refused to go that way. What did you think, or how did you feel about that change of heart? And take us through Bartow's thought process through trying to mix it up defensively.
You have to mix it up defensively. You can't be predictable in what you do. And honestly, they look good in the man-to-man. Guys were moving. Guys were rotating. Guys took a little bit of pride. They were up 17 at half. You know, mixing up the defenses. I'm not saying don't play any zone. I'm saying you got to incorporate man-to-man. You got to incorporate a full-court press. This is college. You got to change things up. You got to make people uncomfortable. And they look good doing that in the first half. I think they played too much zone in the second half, and guys started finding the rhythm and knocking down three-point shots.
And with that man-to-man, I feel like you get guys a little bit more engaged. Maybe it's just a little bit of variety between the zone and the man, but it did seem like you had guys more engaged in that first half, and it translated to perhaps the team's best offensive 20 minutes of the season. Lots of high percentage looks. We saw a lot of pick and roll action between the two Jaylens. You know, what did you like out of that first half? How did the Bruins put together 20 minutes like that, a 20 minutes we haven't really seen all year?
That first half is the potential of what this UCLA team can be. And, you know, I know we're running out of games. You know, it's the second half of the season. But that first half is what this team should have been all year. And a lot of that had to do with the man-to-man defense. If you put this team in man-to-man, they are more engaged. The reason why I say that is this team gets bored quickly. You put them in the zone, they get bored. And then they get lazy on closeouts or recognizing where the shooters are. They're too reactionary in the zone to where I think they're more aggressive in the man-to-man. The only thing that I have to say about the man-to-man, if you're going to go man-to-man more, they have to have a game plan on what they're doing in the man-to-man, because I've seen guys go to their strong hand too much in the man-to-man. Now, if you have a game plan, okay, cut the strong hand off. Or maybe ice them, you know, send them sideline, baseline. Or, you know, non-shooters go underneath the pick. Or a guy that's hurting you off the dribble, trap the defender. You have to have game plans on what you're going to do. And that's what practices are for leading up to the games. Having a game plan on what you're going to do in the man-to-man. So you drill it and practice it for the whole week leading up into that game. They'll know what to do.
Moses Brown was not part of the game plan on Saturday when UCLA lost to Utah. Well, he did play the final couple seconds of the game. It was reported he was late to a shoot-around that morning. And it takes you to the lack of using him in that game to what he did against Colorado when he went off, had 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks, 4 steals in a Bruin loss back on Wednesday against the Buffaloes, 84-73. And Bartow, after the Colorado game, said he didn't think he used Moses right, especially in the second half, and didn't play him as much as he should have. It's been an up-and-down week for Moses, to say the least, going back to last week, Tracy. How would you describe what he went through this past week?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it like this. There are rules on every team, and there's discipline and programs. And one thing Coach Bartow has done the second half of the season, he has instilled some type of discipline and rules, and that was needed with this team. You know, guys are floating around and doing whatever they want to do, and he had to kind of reel them in. Now, being late to a shoot-around is unexcusable. So if you're not going to use them that game, hey, that's the rules. You broke the rules. Sit down. Or if you're not going to use them for a half, hey, you broke the rules. Sit down for a half. The one thing I did not understand was using him at the end, because going in for those 6 seconds wasn't going to make a difference one way or the other, because this was going to be anybody that is on the road down two with the ball coming up the court, road teams are looking for the win. They're not looking for a tie. Because in overtime, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose the game in overtime. They're looking to get out of there with a win at regulation. So that's what they did. So Moses really wasn't needed to protect the rim. They should have had smaller guys out there that was going to be able to switch on a pick or something like that in order to stop a three-point shot. Because they've been having problems doing that anyways without Moses being in there the whole second half. So he didn't need, if you were going to sit him the whole game, because he wasn't needed in that 6 seconds. You know, I didn't want the kid to feel bad, like, you know, okay, I come in the game and we lose. You know, he had to feel bad about that, you know, after being up the whole game.
It was a big three-pointer that won the game for Utah, but really over the last few games, the Bruins have had some trouble defending the three-point line. Going back to Washington was nearly 50% shooting. Colorado over 50%, Shane Gatling 7 of 9, and in Utah, while the percentage wasn't great, they were able to get up a bunch of threes on this team, hit some good ones. I remember that Booth Gotch one, the one before the game winner, which must have been from 25 plus feet. But
oh yeah, that was out there.
Yeah, that was that was. I can't believe that shot went in. Probably more so than the game winning shot, honestly. But what have you seen from the Bruins these last few games in defending the three pointers and the issues that they've had?
Well, I think, you know, and I stay firm with this one. When they're in the zone, they get lazy. They get bored. The hands are not up. They're flat footed. Their knees are locked. So they're not engaged. So it's easy to get three-point shots out of that zone. All you have to do is ship the ball from side to side one time, and you got whatever shot you want. And so why put them in something where they're going to fall asleep? Keep them engaged. Make them more accountable. Put them in a man. You know, if they're not guarding anybody, take them out the game, put somebody else in there. You know, I think at the end of the day, they're more engaged because now the guy in front of them have the ball. Now they're responsible for guarding this guy. So, you know, you got all these athletes on the team. You can't put them in the zone. That's just my opinion. You know, I'm not going against what Murray Bartow is doing, you know, because you have to change it up sometimes. But if I had a team full of athletes, I'm going to use the athleticism, the length, and the height to my advantages. And, you know, let those guys guard. You know, put them out there and make them guard. Make them be aggressive.
You're listening to Tracy Murray, and we will reconvene with him in just a moment. But just a reminder, today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. No matter what you're looking for, Chevy has the car for you. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Well, coming up on the Bruin Insider Show, we will scout out the Cal Bears. 0-11 in Pac-12 play, and the Bruins are taking them on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Back with the breakdown of that game coming up. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your magic imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt and pepper on a fresh baked hero? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-the-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Westwood Village, Hollywood, and Pacific Beach, San Diego. For details, visit our website, FatSal'sDeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
UCLA fans, there's nothing sweeter than cruising in your very own Range Rover HSE. San Manuel Casino is giving away four brand new 2019 Range Rovers in February. Every Thursday, you have the chance to win your very own Range Rover by using your club Serrano card to earn entries at over 4,700 slot machines or your favorite table games. San Manuel Casino is all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, LADWP, putting our customers first with programs and rebates. Learn more at ladwp.com/save. We shift our attention to tomorrow when the Bruins are at the Bears. And Nick, we were looking at the Bears athletics webpage, and they did a preview story for the Bruins Bears game, and it read something like, quote, "Cal with a chance to continue building momentum this week. May I remind you that you are 0-11 in conference play, and you are the lowest in a number of statistical categories.
You're on a school worst 12-game losing streak as well.
But there is some momentum because they claim they are losing by a smaller margin. You got to give
That's
them that.
Better.
Yeah,
I don't envy having to spin that positively for poor Cal. That's looking for the first win in a couple months.
And UCLA doesn't want to be on the wrong end of that. Quickly for the Bears, lowest in the conference in points per game, rebounding, and made field goals. And we bring in Tracy Murray. Here's a wonderful opportunity, Tracy, for the Bruins to bounce back against a struggling team. How do you expect UCLA to respond on the road against Cal?
Well, I know how they're supposed to respond, you know, but will they respond that way? Because you know how the Bruins are on the road. You don't know which team is going to show up. The most dangerous team right now for the Bruins is an 0-11 team. Because of the way they approach games. The kids approach the game with an unprofessional manner. If they approached it with a professional manner, like I hope they do, it should be a blowout tomorrow night. Because they're mad they lost those two games at home, they should smack Cal tomorrow. That's the way it should be. But I'm not sure if they would approach it with that business mindset, you know, an upset or a mad approach like, we're going to go out here and destroy somebody because somebody came on our home court and planted a flag.
Cal will have Paris Austin healthy for this game. He didn't play in the first meeting here in Westwood. They turned the ball over 19 times in that game, and like King Jones said, we wouldn't have done that if he was in the lineup. You know, how much of a difference do you think a guy like Paris Austin makes for Cal?
It's going to make a tremendous difference. It's just like Dejon Davis didn't play for Stanford. It's going to make a tremendous difference, especially when you're playing these guys on their home court. So it's not going to be a picnic. It's not going to be a cakewalk like these guys think it is. They have two key pieces, Cal with Paris Austin and Stanford with Dejon Davis, that wasn't there last time. So this is going to be two different teams that they're facing.
The Bears are seeking their first conference win in over a year. They have not won in Pac-12 play since February 3rd, 2018, when they beat Oregon State by 4 points. So they are more than ready for a W, and they are, as we pointed out, losing by smaller margins. And part of the reason why is their big guy inside, Connor Vannevar, he's progressing offensively against Oregon State last week, a team that the Bears fell to 79-71. Vannevar had a career high of 15 points, 4 block shots for him in that game. That is also a career high. When you have a guy like that, he's over 7 feet, taking on a Moses Brown. What do you expect that to do in terms of presenting a little bit more challenge for the Bruins when it comes to winning the rebounding battle?
Well, he possesses a different skill set than Moses. Moses is a throwback, you know, a guy that wants to stay inside and dunk the basketball. This kid will step behind the three-point line and shoot the ball and put the ball on the deck, and he's more active. That presents a problem for Moses because now he's got to come out onto the floor and guard, and now he can't, you know, block shots when guys are getting beat to the bucket. He can't. He might be in foul trouble because of trying to move his feet with a big that has a little bit of guard skill and that's moving a little bit. He's going to be out of position to get rebounds. So that's the problem that's presented from Moses right now. And that means guys like Chris Wilkes going to have to rebound. You know, Jalen Hill, everybody's going to have to rebound. It's got to be a gang rebounding type of deal for all the players because Moses is going to be pulled away from the basket if they're in the man-to-man. If they're in the zone, then he'll be in the middle.
So Cal on Wednesday and then Stanford coming up on Saturday. It's a Stanford team that's been a bit Jekyll and Hyde. And you mentioned there, Tracy, Dejon Davis. He's been injured. Will he, won't he play? We're going to break down the Bruins versus the Cardinal when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Are you in need of electrical services? Fogle Tance Electric is a leading provider of comprehensive electrical contracting services for residential, commercial, retail, and industrial projects in the greater Los Angeles area. Whatever your electrical needs, Fogle Tance leads the field in experience, creativity, and dependability. Known for quality electrical construction, lighting design, and new construction to generally brightening your environment, visit us at FogleTanceElectric.com. Fogle Tance Electric, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
Hey, LADWP customers, you come first. LADWP has $400 ready to put in your pocket with our new high-efficiency clothes washer rebate. Just get rid of your old water waster and replace it with a new qualifying model. It's that easy. Make saving water part of your new normal and watch your bills go down while you're at it. Learn how at LADWP.com/save. It doesn't take much, but it does take all of us.
If meat and bread are the backbone of a sub, then Mike's Way is the heart and soul. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions and spices, all drizzled in the juice. That's the difference. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Shot clock dripping to 10. Hands will rev it up near the midcourt line. Getting left of the lane. Stepping back. Three ball. It's in for Jalen Hands. He's got 8 first half points. The Bruins lead is 12.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Win a Bruin staycation when you guess how many steps it takes to walk from the Luskin Conference Center to Pauley Pavilion. Enjoy tickets to the UCLA versus USC basketball game on February 28th, a one-night stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, and breakfast for two. Visit UCLA Athletics on Facebook to enter. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and back here with Tracy Murray. It'll be the Bruins against the Cardinal coming up on Saturday night. It's a Stanford team that has been playing better since using the UCLA back at the first weekend. They're also 5-6 in conference play. They've split a lot of weekends lately, and they've had weekends where they beat the tougher team and lose to the weaker team. You know, last month, they beat ASU, they lose to Arizona, and then last weekend, they blow out Oregon State in Corvallis and then have one of their worst shooting days all year, scoring 46 points and losing in Eugene. Dejon Davis was injured in that Oregon State game, did not play in Oregon, and as you talked about, Tracy, they are a different team if he doesn't play. For the sake of argument, let's say he's in there. Why is Stanford so much better with him on the court compared to the team that we saw back at the beginning of January?
Dejon Davis averaged 20 points a game against the Bruins last year, and that's with Aaron Holiday, who, as much of a good defender that Aaron Holiday is, that was against Aaron Holiday. So could you imagine if there's no Aaron Holiday on him, what he would do against the Bruins? And we haven't seen that yet because he's been out. He was out the first game and possibly out this game. But this kid can score the basketball. His penetration, getting into the paint, putting pressure on the defense is a problem because it sucks everybody in, you know, to hit the shooters or guys cutting on the backside for lobs and for Sharma or Akpala. You know, they have guys on the team that are good complementary players when Davis is out there. When he's not out there, now these guys are forced to be playmakers, and they're not playmakers. There's only one other playmaker besides Davis, and that's Akpala. Akpala is the real deal, and he's high on a lot of NBA radars. This kid can play, but he's a better player when you have Dejon Davis out there too. They win basketball games with those two out there.
Akpala, as you mentioned, Tracy, leads Stanford in scoring at 17 points per game and rebounding at 6 boards per contest. He's got 12 20-point games this year, but against Oregon last game out, 3 for 14 from the field, finished with only 10 points, nearly 8 below his average. Bruins have to find a way to contain him. But for Stanford, they're also, we for UCLA, we rip, fans rip them for their number of turnovers and how do we get the guys to clean this up. But it's the Cardinal who actually leads the conference in giveaways. 15.4 per game, UCLA only 15 per game. When you have two teams that can be at times reckless with the basketball, and they know that looking at each other's scouting reports, how can the Bruins sift their way through that and try to manage themselves a little bit better and take care of the ball?
All turning the ball over is just being careless with the basketball, number one. Number two, not reading what's in front of you. And number three, trying to do too much, being out of character. If you know your game and you stay within your game, you don't turn the basketball over. If you're not reckless and you're putting your head down and running people over or running into a triple team, you're not going to turn the basketball over. If you're unselfish and move the basketball for the best shot on the court for your team, you're not going to turn the basketball over. And that's what guys have to buy into. Know who you are, move the basketball and be unselfish, and read what's in front of you.
Well, Tracy, we're anxious to see how this team responds to Saturday's disappointing loss. Thanks so much for coming on. We look forward to hearing you on the air tomorrow at 6:30. Enjoy your time in the Bay Area.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. I really hope the guys show up and play well because the coaching staff is doing as hard as they can. They're working as hard as they can, man. They need these guys to respond.
It's time for them to put something together. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
That's Tracy Murray, former Bruin great and 12-year NBA vet. When we come back, it's time to talk baseball. It's mid-February, but, you know, it's 60 degrees. It's time to play some ball. The UCLA baseball team is really good, and Brian, you had a chance to talk with the opening day starter, Zach Pettway, so we'll hear that conversation when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Guide dog partners bring greater freedom, confidence, and mobility. They are trusted friends that offer new opportunities for social interaction and greater independence. Guide Dogs of America is a nonprofit organization that provides these loyal and loving dogs free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired. To learn more about Guide Dogs of America, visit our website at guidedogsofamerica.org or call us at 800-459-4843.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
You've heard the Drake curse, where the rapper will wear a team's apparel and they never win the big game. Well, I do not want to jinx anything, but the UCLA baseball team has all the pieces to win a national championship this year. They've received an abundance of preseason accolades. They are ripe with talent, staunch pitching. And with the season opening up on Friday, sophomore hurler Zach Pettway joining us on the Bruin Insider Show.
On Saturday, you're taking on Long Beach State, number one team in the country. You guys are number four.
Big
player Zach Pettway. Zach, the Bruins are predicted to finish first in the Pac-12 conference. Preseason polls have you guys as high as number three in the nation. How do you manage these lofty expectations?
I think we kind of have to use our own expectations, like know how we are as a team and handle that the way that we like know we can. We can't go out there and just pay attention to every like outside distraction and kind of just stay within our own team. We can't focus on what polls say or what anything else says, because we know how good our team is and we need to be able to just play our game and handle that our way.
Your team last year showed some really good signs with improvement. You go to the Minnesota Regional, you finish 38-21, but you know you can get better. And so when you look at this season, how do you feel like this team is improved compared to last year?
I think just we've added on to everything. I think we only lost a couple of guys. I mean, we lost some star players from last year, but I think the freshmen we have this year are definite immediate impact players. I mean, you've seen all the talent that we have as freshmen, and just all the guys have gotten better overall. I think just team chemistry's gone up, just everything's gone up. And we already had a good team chemistry and good everything last year, so it's only things we could add on to.
You mentioned freshmen with immediate impacts. I think you might consider yourself part of that conversation last year. Freshman All-America honors for you. You finished on the mound 8-4, an ERA around 3. How have you built upon that this season, and what should fans expect out of you?
I think just from last year, I stayed home. I was able to work out and just kind of get myself better, kind of like look back over the year and see how college baseball is, what to expect, and kind of just like use that as a learning tool. and kind of just expect. I mean, I obviously expect myself to be better, but it's just I can't go out there and just plan out a whole year, kind of just take it pitch by pitch and go throughout everything detailed.
Speaking of learning, it seems like your family helped you introduce you to the sport of baseball, and they have UCLA ties. So how did all that come together for you, and why was Bruin Nation the right pick for you from when you were much younger to now? You knew this was the place for you.
Well, my parents actually met here. My dad was a bullpen catcher for 2 years here, and I just grew up with UCLA love. I mean, it was just always a place that I enjoyed being. I loved coming up to Westwood and visiting, and it was just always a happy place here. So when the time came to make a decision for school, I knew this was a place I wanted to be, and it's just definitely the right choice. The culture, everything around it, just you love it here.
We're here with UCLA pitcher Zach Pettway. Zach, as you know, Jackie Robinson would have turned 100 a couple weeks ago, and given what he's done for the civil rights movement and, of course, his loyalties to UCLA, how does he inspire you?
I think you just look at someone with that kind of determination and just that type of self-control, that type of person, and it's just like empowering. You look at the troubles that you go through, and it's nothing compared to someone like that who's just gone through everything and done everything for so many people and changed so many different lives. It's just inspiring, and you use that as like when you're going through daily struggles, you have to look at people like that who have just the things they went through and compare them and just look at how much more he's gone through and everything that he's done to let people like me play baseball today.
And playing at a high level, you are. You guys are hosting your season opener this weekend, starting Friday, with St. John's coming to town. How are you getting yourself ready for that matchup and beginning the season?
I mean, I think we started getting ready September 1st. I think that's just something we've been trying to grow off of. I think we've been ready for this, and I think we know what to expect now, especially since they added in the fall games. We could actually play games, so that was a big part of getting us ready. So I think it's just now it's just fine-tuning everything and getting and just preparing ourselves mentally, knowing how we're going to handle everything. I think we are ready, though.
Your stats would suggest you certainly are ready to dazzle this year. Zach Pettway with us. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bruin Insider Show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So much fun talking to Zach. It's funny he talked about his parents meeting at UCLA. In fact, my mom and dad did as well. Well, kind of, because this is a true story. My dad was running the track at UCLA, and so was my mom. And he approached her, and he tried to, you know, work his game, the small talk, you know. But my mom rejected him and was like, who is this weirdo? Funny enough, they met through a friend 2 or 3 years later, and it's been true love ever since.
So did they remember each other?
Oh, yeah.
So how did your mom overcome her previous bias?
She was alone walking the track, and my dad had a friend with him, so she kind of felt like, well, maybe I should give him another chance, because maybe it was two people, and she was by herself, and she was just like, you know what, I just want my own space. But who would have known?
The timing wasn't right.
The timing wasn't right. You know, she had to get a workout in. That's more important. But who would have thought that they somehow had a mutual friend after he got denied at the UCLA track that they would somehow come together?
So you and Zach Pettway and probably lots of other children from UCLA families. But I'm really excited for this UCLA baseball team. This is one of those years that happens in college sports where you have guys staying, where everything comes together. You've got a lot of juniors in the lineup, guys like Chase Strumpf, Michael Tolia, Ryan Kreidler at shortstop, really key pieces. And if you're not terribly familiar with college baseball, after your junior year, you're eligible to be drafted again. That's not to say these guys couldn't stay for a senior year. They might. But more often than not, when guys are capable, they do leave after their junior year when they get drafted. So you don't, you know, when you have a bunch of juniors on the roster, it's kind of like, all right, this is our opportunity to make a run. So the lineup's going to be great. Tolia and Strumpf are just like double machines. Jeremy Iden's another guy in the lineup that's going to be good. And then to go along with Pettway, Ryan Garcia is a really strong pitcher. Those two are going to be a great 1-2 punch. And Pettway didn't talk about it there, but I did read he put on some weight in the fall. So he, instead of throwing mid-80s, he's now hitting 90. And Jackie Robinson Stadium's a great place to take in a ball game. Everyone should go check out this team this year.
And the future is really bright for this team. In November, they reeled in the number 4 recruiting class in the nation, and it's a class that consists of three top 50 prospects and six top 150 prospects. So get yourself out to a baseball game, right? I mean, it's a team that's won a national championship as recently as 2013. Their home opening series will begin on Friday at 6 p.m. against St. John's. We hope to see you at the ball game. Well, coming up, the UCLA men's volleyball team. Yeah, they fell to Long Beach State in the national championship last season, and the two teams will rematch on Saturday. Coming up, here why Bruin head coach John Spraw is optimistic UCLA can get some revenge against the 49ers. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of UCLA Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, LADWP customers, you come first. LADWP has $400 ready to put in your pocket with our new high-efficiency clothes washer rebate. Just get rid of your old water waster and replace it with a new qualifying model. It's that easy. Make saving water part of your new normal and watch your bills go down while you're at it. Learn how at LADWP.com/save. It doesn't take much, but it does take all of us.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay at one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, located in the heart of campus. For more information, please visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code Bruin to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
Shot clock dripping to 10. Hands will rev it up near the midcourt line. Getting left of the lane. Stepping back. Three ball. It's in for Jalen Hands. He's got 8 first half points. The Bruins lead is 12.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Jazz up your Wednesday and come to the UCLA Luskin Conference Center tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Join us for happy hour cocktails, small plates, and free live music brought to you by Mindful Music. Find out more at the Luskin Conference Center by visiting their website, lcc.ucla.edu. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley with you. Now, as any casual sports fan would tell you, you ask him or her what has been the most dominant sport at UCLA, and there's going to be some debate, but you're going to hear a lot of men's basketball, right? I mean, they have won 11 NCAA championships, and head coach John Wooden winning 10 of those 11. But no other D1 team has made more than 8 titles. So we talk about the Bruins' basketball success, but UCLA men's volleyball surpasses this. They have won 19 NCAA championships, just missed out on number 20 last season, fell to Long Beach State in the national championship match. This Saturday, there's a rematch. It's number 1 Long Beach State taking on 4th-ranked UCLA, and Bruins head coach John Spraw visits with us to dissect the matchup.
John, on Saturday, you're taking on Long Beach State, number 1 team in the country. You guys are number 4. You have played the beach before, lost in 3 sets, but it seems like you guys are trending upwards since then. Why are you all playing better, and what gives you the confidence to come out of Saturday with a win?
Well, I think we are trending better. I think we're increasing our confidence and our ability to play ball. I think we've been trending upward because we've had such a good team effort. We've had a number of injuries. We've had to switch offenses entirely in the middle of weeks and then switch back again. For us to get two wins last week against Stanford and BYU, I thought was really significant considering everything we've been battling. Because we've been inconsistent with our lineup and our ability to even train, I'm not sure what direction we're going to go this week. So we've been relying mostly on just our volleyball skills, our volleyball IQ. The guys, when we go to a 6-2 offense with Adam Parks out there, the guys do, the 6-2 is very creative. It's very difficult to train. I think the connections between the hitters always varies because you essentially have two quarterbacks out there. So that's been tough. Our hitting percentage hasn't been great, but our volleyball play has been overall pretty good because we're getting digs and more opportunities to kill the ball. So this week presents a new challenge. Obviously, I think two of the better teams in the country. I think if you look at the top six teams right now, Santa Barbara's in it. Long Beach is obviously at the top. We're in that mix. And I think that's a pretty accurate top six. Where they all fit within that top six, I'm not really sure. And so I think we've got a real big challenge this week. And so while we've been trending upward, we know we got a big test ahead. We're going to have to continue to rely on our volleyball IQ and making some good transition plays. Right now, we're not as clean as we could be. We're maybe not as clean, certainly not as clean as Long Beach. Those guys have been playing together for a long time. They're supremely clean. So we're just going to have to go out there and bang our serve and give ourselves some more opportunities to score points.
We're here with UCLA volleyball coach John Sparrow. One mainstay among all the uncertainty for you is the play of Dane Njema. Mm-hmm. He is leading, I believe, the nation in attack percentage. Mm-hmm. So you have him as a mainstay with the injuries. I know you're still working things out as to what the lineup's going to look like on Saturday, but how do you plan on using these next couple days to work some things out and get you what should be an incredible atmosphere on Saturday?
Yeah, that's true. He is a mainstay, and I'd also say that Mike Amaa is a mainstay. And so the ability for those two men to connect offensively has been really consistent and really saved us versus the Stanford match. But they were having to do creative things like set Kofi a go out on the outside and do some crazy stuff that we literally have never trained. And so I was just really impressed by that. He ended up with 25 kills in that match when we won in 5 over Stanford, and that was a career high. So there's no doubt we're going to set him a lot of balls this week. And that is a connection that is a mainstay for us. And I think you're right. The atmosphere last year was one of the best atmospheres I'd seen in Southern California. At Long Beach, at the time, we were number 2, and they were number 1, and so it sold out, people scalping tickets in the parking lot, and you love to see that for our sport. I love to see it in Southern California. I've never seen a regular season volleyball match in Southern California with that much enthusiasm in the gym, and we're not number 2 right now, but I think people remember the championship match last year. I think volleyball fans recognize the unique talents on both teams, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge crowd again.
That matchup is Saturday at Long Beach State. It should be close to a sold out, if not a sold out. And Bruins looking for some revenge, Nick. After hosting the national championship last year, they were up 2-1 in that 4-set. They were winning, and they just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Bruin Nation was all watching that one. A real bummer. And then I saw that Long Beach State, they have not lost at home in nearly 3 years, and the last team to do it was UCLA. Back in 2016, good stuff. But let's not overlook UC Santa Barbara either, the number 6 team in the country, who has not lost since UCLA beat them at the beginning of the year either. So all three of these teams between UCLA, Santa Barbara, and Long Beach State playing really well. Well, we are just about time to wrap up here. When we come back, we will take a look at the athletics calendar and get you ready for the week of Bruin Athletics. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt and pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-the-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our 3 Southern California locations, Westwood Village, Hollywood, and Pacific Beach, San Diego. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
UCLA fans, there's nothing sweeter than cruising in your very own Range Rover HSE. San Manuel Casino is giving away four brand new 2019 Range Rovers in February. Every Thursday, you have the chance to win your very own Range Rover by using your club Serrano card to earn entries at over 4,700 slot machines or your favorite table games. San Manuel Casino is all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. Well, you've got plenty of top flight teams in your backyard to see this weekend, starting with softball team ranked number 2 in the country. They will kick off the Stacy Winsberg Memorial Tournament on Friday. They've got a doubleheader against Cal Poly and Boise State beginning at 4:30 in games throughout the weekend. We mentioned the baseball team as high as number 3 in the country. It'll be Friday, 6 o'clock against St. John's, and then the series continues Saturday at 2 and then Sunday at 1 o'clock. Gymnastics, number 3 in the nation, still undefeated. They're going to take on Arizona in Poly Saturday at 2:30. Kyla Ross and Kaitlyn Ohashi had a couple perfect 10s at Washington over the weekend. And then number 3 women's water polo is going to host number 6 UC Irvine Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then women's basketball with a couple huge games. The Bruins have won 6 straight, and they're going to get things going on Friday night against number 10 Stanford at 6 o'clock. The Bruins are one game back of the Cardinal, currently sitting in fourth place. They just beat Utah, where they had a program record 40 points in the fourth quarter, and then Stanford got beat by Oregon, who just looks far and away the best team in the conference, but Stanford lost by 40 at home, perennial power. So lots of good stuff to see this weekend.
Oh, there's so much to see. Wanted to take a side note here and just say the Bruin Nation is mourning the passing of Don Johnson, who died last week. Johnson was an All-American guard for Coach John Wooden in the early 50s. He was voted into the UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame in 2013. He was 88. Meantime, happy birthday, Jalen Hands. He turns the big 20 today on Instagram. Nick, you saw this. He posted this worksheet he filled out while he was in elementary school.
Good content here.
It was great content. And he had to fill out a couple blanks of things, and for his school projects, he wrote "forgot."
Yep,
he had nothing in there. This is pretty cool. Filling out this worksheet, and then there were an opportunity to say what was his favorite part of the school year. He said extra recess
to play more basketball, presumably.
Sure. And by the way, he has 507,000 Instagram followers.
It's crazy.
Unreal. How many? I mean, you're getting close to that, aren't you?
Yeah. No, not very close.
Well, the Bruins are on the road. Men's basketball at Cal tomorrow at 7 p.m. tip time. For Nick Cope, Tracy Murray, producer Dominic Catronio, engineer Craig Robbins, executive producer Damon Dukakis, station manager Stephen Hartzell, general manager Paul Engel, and the rest of our athletics communication staff, and the all-around good dude, Chris Leahy. I am Brian Fenley saying goodnight from Westwood, and as always, go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The Bruin Insider Show has been an exclusive presentation of Learfield IMG College.